Jenny.
Well,
that's a hot dog. Hi. How's your week going? How'd your week go? You ready for the weekend?
Oh, yeah. It came and went, Kyle.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's working for the weekend. It is Friday, February 26th, 2016. We only have one more episode where we have to say that word. Can you believe it? Can?
Yeah, and then it's the weirdest one.
Believe it. Is it? Why is it weird? Tell me.
Because it only comes around every blue moon.
I don't think so. I don't think the moon is ever blue. Is it?
4 years.
Don't think so. I saw an article yesterday about leap years saying that if we did not have them, it would be like July 17th of the year 2017. I don't know if that's accurate, but it just seemed crazy. Nice.
Wait, what? If we didn't have it, it would be a different day today?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, no kidding.
But they pinpointed.
So they're saying is it would be winter in July. Yes. So it's a good thing we have leap years then.
Huh? Christmas in L.A.
No.
Kenny, there's a unicorn on the loose in our hometown right now. Or at least there...
I don't like this.
There was on Thursday. California Highway Patrol spent hours chasing the quote-unquote unicorn named Juliet in and out of traffic near the central California town of Madera, which is where we are from.
Right.
Born, bred.
Where we hail.
Yep. Smells like chickens. CNN affiliate KGPECBG AT&T.
CNS.
I have to go tinkle. Reports that eventually Juliet was safely coaxed back home. So unicorn is now home.
Why doesn't this tell us why it's... Oh, why a unicorn? What?
I
can't wrap my mind around this. Why CNN affiliates are saying, oh, no, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
No. Why don't you tell us what the heck the unicorn was?
So the unicorn sightings prompted 911 calls, believe it or not, because, I mean, there's a small horse on the loose. Now, this
quote, unicorns are huge.
Tiny. This unicorn, I'm putting rabbit ear quotes around
they
that whole
poop
thing.
Rainbows.
They do not, actually. It's not a squatty potty. It is used mostly, the horse itself, the Unicron, is used to take photographs with children. So it's a very docile horse of sorts.
Well, I guess too many pictures were taken of this unicorn.
I'm out of here. Now, I'm not sure about this, but don't unicorns have wings? Like, if the unicorn did have wings...
No, that's Pegasus, Kyle.
What's the diff?
Well, for one, Pegasus is not a unicorn.
That's that computer company that makes laptops, right? Pegasus?
Pegasus.
That's where they got their name! Don't you remember, Kenny? Episode 234!
That's specific.
I just go back and listen to that one. You might find it. Hey,
no, I got you. I remember, Kyle.
Guess what? It's Food Friday. That's really what we're here to talk about.
I told you that earlier.
Woohoo. 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 Woohoo.
Oh.
I'm trying to find the woo sound, and I don't know if I have it.
You couldn't find it a while ago.
Yeah. Nope.
That will not do.
Mm-mm.
That will not woo. All right.
Now I need to close this. I can't get distracted. Cannot get distracted.
Don't get distracted.
So yes, indeed. Hashtag Food Friday on Twitter. If you are eating food at all today, please use the hashtag Food Friday and tag us just to show your support and be nice about it. That would be super helpful. Helps new people find the show. And speaking of new people finding the show, we've got two fantastic 5-star reviews over on iTunes from our friends, let's see, Logan GBC, who we've seen in the chat room lately. And I'm going to, should I Garko this one?
Yeah.
Hui, $13.56, Garko.
HUI1356.
There you go.
Dollar.
I don't think that's intended. However, they both mentioned joining the live chat room. So if you won, if you're listening right now, hello. Good to see you. If you're not, we appreciate you listening live. You too, dear listener, can listen live. Goodstuff.fm/live, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern. GMT 1500.
I don't know. That's, I don't know how that works.
I pretty much think that's it. Logan says, and I wanted to give you a couple of quotes here. You can leave reviews just like this if you'd like. Just 5 stars and then say whatever you want. Logan says, it's basically Christmas 3 times a week about this show. So I feel pretty good about that.
That's accurate.
Pretty accurate, yeah. You give me gifts. I give you gifts of feelings.
We watch GIFs.
And HUY $ says, been loving every minute of it. So we're just going to pausing here for a whole minute and see if you still love it.
No. Pausing.
You sure?
Yeah, no pausing.
Okay, you too can leave a review. I'm going to put this link into our show notes. It will be the very first link in the show notes for you download folks. If you are enjoying the show, please do leave a review. It helps new folks like Logan and $ find us on iTunes. Thanks a whole lot. Kenny, let's get to today's headlines.
These are today's headlines.
Okie dokie, here we go. Airbnb admits to deleting questionable listings just before releasing rental data. What's worse, many of the bad actors have reportedly returned to the platform.
What?
Airbnb renters apparently weren't the only ones cleaning house before guests arrived. The company did the same last year, just 1 month prior to publishing listings data. In a letter addressed to New York State legislators, I never know that. One has a U, one has an O.
Garko?
February's.
Would you like
Airbnb?
Would you like Garko's help? Because we can do that too.
No. Okay. Airbnb users on Wednesday, Kyle, and the company admitted to slashing thousands of New York City listings before it released numbers on rental activity in the Big Apple. This means Airbnb removed over 1,500 New York City listings last November.
Wow. I'm not surprised. I mean, it's sort of
that's up cooking to the numbers, Kyle.
Is it though? Is it?
It is.
It's up to them to remove those listings if they're messed up, right?
Yeah, but they did it right before they broadcast it, before very they good published the data.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not okay, Airbnb. Okay.
All right.
Who knows where else they did it? This is just New York City. That's not just New York State. This is New York City.
Airbnb sells salsa, right? Pace Picante.
Yeah! New York City. Yeah. Facebook, Kyle, back in the news. They are bringing live video streaming to Android.
Ooh.
Because don't you want to look at everyone's face? Oh, wait, you don't have an Android phone yet.
It's just today. It comes in today.
Oh, it comes in today.
Finally.
Finally. Company plans to expand a broadcasting feature within the next week. Facebook will bring its live video streaming service to Android phones within the next week, the company announced today. Sorry, I just repeated myself, but that's because that's how it's written. The Android rollout will begin with users in the US before expanding to other countries. The Facebook Live feature, which allows users to broadcast live video through the company's flagship mobile app, initially launched on the iOS in the US. As of today, it's available in more than 30 countries, and Facebook says it plans to bring it to new markets within the coming weeks.
Listen.
So,
chat room, I'm not going to lose it again. Hopefully, I won't. I'll try not to.
You're going to lose your mind.
If you keep bringing it up, I'm going to lose my mind. Up in here.
Apple's next tablet, Kyle, is reportedly a smaller iPad Pro and not an iPad Air 3.
Huh?
Rumors have pointed to a new 9.7-inch iPad at Apple's to-be-announced March event on the 15th, I believe. But apparently, it's not going to be called the iPad Air 3 because they're tired of numbers, maybe.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it's being reported that the next iPad will fall under the iPad Pro brand, offering a step-down size from the monstrous 12.9-inch device that Apple released in November. You're scoffing at this.
Why would it be the Pro is designating that it is the monstrous screen size designed for professionals? Are they saying now that all iPads should be for professionals? Slumping tablet sales mean that they need to try something different because of what they're doing right now does not work. And all it's going to do is cause a boatload of confusion for everybody else. I don't want any of this.
No, I get what's happening here. What happened was they released the Pro, the giant Pro with the better features. And people went, I love the features. It's so great. But that thing is too big. I like the size of my regular iPad. And they said, okay, we'll give you a regular iPad then with all the features.
Which is totally, totally planned. The ability to use the freaking stylus, the split screen stuff. They purposefully leave these things out of different devices and then stagger releases like this in order to drum up interest in these products.
Duh. Duh. Moving on, Kyle, last story here. A Nintendo parody account is tricking outlets into, quote, confirming a new Pokemon game. Rumors are flying around that Nintendo is debuting a new pair of Pokemon games, Sun and Moon, today during their first Direct of the year. The rumor originally, and by the way, I watched the Direct. It started right when the show started, and this is, it is true. It's confirmed.
Really?
So I'm going to report the story here. The rumor originally was started by NerdLeaks, .com. I don't know. I guess that's a website. They claimed to have found trademarks. Hold on.
Can we pause right there?
Go ahead. NerdLeaks.
NerdLeaks. Sounds like the candy.
Oozing.
The candy is just like oozing
Spilling out of the box. Okay, well that, Kyle, those folks over there at NerdLeaks, they claim to have found trademarks in Europe that show full-on logos for Pokemon Sun and Moon, presumably the new games in the franchise. The logos and documentation look real enough, and they are. So it's been enough for many video game news outlets to run with the story. Sorry, this was not edited correctly. Unfortunately, many of them have looked to Twitter for official confirmation of the news.
Now we've got the confirmation because it actually happened. These rumors?
Shush your face. There was a Nintendo of America Twitter account that claimed that it was legitimate, but I say a Nintendo of America Twitter account because it wasn't the actual Nintendo of America Twitter account. It was Ninlendo of America. Notice that it's not a Nintendo, it was Lendo. To make it look like Nintendo. And it's a low follower, clearly labeled parody account, but the handle and logo look like the official account. And that's what all of the news outlets were running with.
Oh, so hold on. Are you saying they didn't cross their T's and dot their I's?
They just didn't cross their T's. They dotted the I's. They're really close.
There's no. They did dot the I. Yeah. I guess that'd be Lendo.
So now this story is kind of moot now that I realize it.
Because you just confirmed it. So what platforms will they be on, and will you buy it?
They'll be on the DS. The 3DS.
Okay.
Holiday this year. So what? November, December. Yeah, I know, right?
They're missing this critical point in a summer time frame. For a
kids are out of school.
Yes, a U.S. release for you to
throw them on to the games at the summer.
Yes,
and they will play all summer.
Exactly.
I will play all summer.
Well,
I love Pokemon.
Yeah, you'll play nonstop. No matter
those are your headlines, Kyle.
What it is, Kenny. Those headlines were brought to you by FeedPress. Actually, this entire broadcast is brought to you by FeedPress because they are analytics and podcast hosting made for bloggers and podcasters. They're a simple and intuitive, powerful RSS analytics and podcast hosting platform. It's all of it kind of wrapped up into one press. Full court. Let's face it, you've probably thought about moving your aging feed from FeedBurner. Well, FeedPress has got an automatic migration tool so you can make that transition with ease. Really, if you're still thinking about doing this, you need to just do it. Do it. Feed.press/morningshow is where you're going to want to go to sign up and try it for 14 days without any contracts or commitments or credit cards or anything. It's just a full 14-day trial on us. And support at FeedPress is available 7 days a week via email. So get in touch and they can help. Be sure to use the promo code MORNINGSHOW during checkout. You'll get 10% off your first year. Can we pause right here and play a game? What do you think?
For FeedPress?
Yeah, well, this is not a FeedPress sanctioned game, but I felt like we don't really have anywhere else to put it. So I wanted to play it. Can we, sure, do it, man. Can we play a game? Okay, so
do it.
I found something interesting on the interwebs on Wednesday, I believe. And it is a tool that directly converts a MP3 file into a MIDI file. And then you take this MIDI file and you put it through like a piano.
Another instrument.
Yeah, like a piano instrument, and it'll just play all of the notes that are in that MIDI file. So
how did you figure that out?
I do. It was a video, and then I found the tool that did it, and then
I'm gonna use that all today. So, I'm not gonna have any food. I'm just gonna eat MIDI.
So the game is
MIDI Mondays.
And I don't know if I want to do that every time.
Well, we'll do MIDI Friday today.
Okay, that sounds good. Just that we'll play a MIDI game. Sounds like I have a cold.
A MIDI game.
Thank you, Master Wayne. I'm going to play this MIDI file, and you will guess what song it is based on.
Okay, do I get any clue as what maybe genre or year?
Absolutely not. Four of them for you. It's a small game.
Okay, so you have then the entire library of all the history of music to choose from, and I have to just guess what it is.
That is correct. Are you ready?
Got it. Yes, I am ready. I'm ready.
Here's the first one.
Not daunting at all. Do I have to stop it? Stop it! Stop it! Stop! Oh, God!
You don't like that?
It's like Kyle, that's like the Bee Gees Horror House.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, that's Staying Alive, but that's more like Staying Dead.
Yes, it is.
Wow. I will say that was incredible how the piano was able to mock his voice.
You can
there.
Hear, right? You can
that
hear
was amazing.
The lyrics, even though it's just a piano.
What I would do is I would probably, I'll tell you later.
Okay. All right. You can tell me later.
I would change all the MIDI. I would actually make it. I mean, I thought it was going to be.
There's
really
a bajillion notes though. There are so many notes.
I would probably try to trim it down. I were going to use it for something else, like try to remix it or something.
Oh no. This is only for the game.
Okay. Got it.
Number two.
To stop you?
No, yes, you got to. You've got to. Okay,
I thought you were just gonna go.
No.
Well, that's Piano Man. However, I think you pulled the Peter Parker Spider-Man Weird Al song.
No, okay, actually, right. I did the...
That's Piano Man. He says, son, can you play me a memory? Okay. I really wanted you to do the Weird Al version, though.
I know. Nope. We just did the regular version. Regular version. All right, nice work, Kenny. I've got two more for you. Are you ready?
Two more. Here we go.
Ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
So you can hear the lyric.
He was looking kind of dumb. Right, okay. And a dumb one.
Told me the world is gonna roll me. Kyle, I have a funny story about this. My fifth grade teacher used to do on Fridays, not Food Friday, but pull out the acoustic guitar and play the acoustic guitar Friday and put the lyrics of Smash Mouth's All Star on the overhead projector and we'd all sing it every Friday.
Hold on, it's like
my fifth grade year.
Like Friday hymns, but with Smash Mouth. With
Smash Mouth. You'll never know if you don't go.
All right. So, thank you. Last one for you. Here you go.
Speaking of Pokemon,
catch them is my real quest. To train them is my cause.
Okay, you got it.
Searching far and wide.
Is that the Metallica version?
Pokemon is on the
wild. Okay, all right. Pokemon, all right. Thank you, Kenny. That was a whole lot of fun, you know what? I guess.
But these tracks, I mean, this, if they should throw this stuff in the Haunted Mansion ride on Disneyland, like today's pop tracks turned into scary piano midis. Can you change it from piano to like an organ sound?
Oh, yeah.
Not Oregon,
yes,
but organ.
Portland, I believe.
Yeah, a Portland organ sound. Mm-hmm.
What does a mustache sound like?
What? What? All right, moving on.
All right,
what
moving.
What does a mustache sound like?
Moving on. Got a fact of the day for you, Kenny. Are you ready?
I think you have more than one.
I do. I have two. Are you ready? Ready for two?
I'm only half ready for one and half ready for the other.
Okay, that would include
full ready.
One full fact for you. I can give you half of this and then we'll see how you feel about the second one.
I don't know.
Mozart kept a fart diary.
That's the best sentence in the entire history of English.
I don't know
Mozart
about that.
Mozart kept a fart diary, Kyle.
How difficult would it be to make sure that you logged all your bowel movements?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, it takes me a long, long, long time. here's the actual quote. So I went and found Mozart.pdf, which was a wealth of information. About Mozart.
Mozart.pdf.
It's in the show notes. Hey,
I typed it into my email.
It's in the show notes, Kenny. Morningshow.am. And it says, quote, he kept a diary of every incident where he heard someone fart. So it was not only the...
Does that include himself?
Yes. It was not just
like
the flatulence.
Like he surprised himself.
Potentially, yes. The flatulence of the entire aura of Mozart himself. And he was basically like an 18th century Weird Al. He would write lyrics to songs in, I guess, really crude humor.
In fart meter.
Kind of, yeah. one of the songs that he wrote was called, and I apologize, so cover your ears if you have little tiny ears. Lick me in the butt, right well and clean. Obviously translated from the original German.
Leak me. I can't even do it in German.
No, you can't. Please don't. Please leak don't. These were a part of something Kenny called canons, also known as rounds, where each voice and musical accompaniment enters with the same words after a delay from the previous voice and music. So it was kind of like a musical game, I guess, if you will. And in Mozart's time, canons were very popular forms of music sung amongst friends in recreational settings.
Yeah, yes. You know, you just say to your friend, lick me in the butt, right? Well and clean.
Yes, chat room fart canons. We'll probably get censored. We'll probably get censored on iTunes for this episode. I have a feeling about it.
It's Mozart PDF, Kyle. That's,
it is Mozart. It is Mozart.pdf. I'm going to print that out. Strangely enough, though, Kenny, a couple of more facts about this. In German folklore, one may find an inordinate amount of texts concerning butt stuff, if you would. Folklore, tales, proverbs. Folk speech all attest to Germans' long-standing special interest in this area of human anatomy. So
those VW sausages, dude.
Too many Autobahns. Nope. Are you ready for a second fact?
I'm so ready, Kyle.
Abraham Lincoln only had a beard for the last 5 years of his life. Did you know that?
No.
So most of the there is a photograph of Abraham Lincoln. It was the last photograph taken of him.
I
don't
think it was a photograph.
Him.
I think it was
tintype.
Wasn't that a painting?
I don't think it's a painting. I'm pretty sure
it was an actual photograph.
He
had to sit there for 16 minutes.
Yes.
While the photograph
full exposure.
Yeah.
Full frontal. HDR. Mm-hmm. Delegates from his own party often urged Lincoln to grow a beard and wear high collars, fearing that the public wouldn't vote. For his opponents simply because of his gangly appearance. Lincoln, however.
Yeah, he looked like Frankenstein's monster.
I don't think that's accurate. I think he was mostly he had a very tall stature, skinny, I guess. There's a big bronze statue of him somewhere. You just go, you could maybe
bronze?
Go. Yes, bronze.
Bronze.
I don't know what it is. Lincoln, however, Kenny, had resisted their efforts to change his appearance. However, in a letter in 1860 from a young girl, seemed to change his attitude toward growing a beard. Grace Bedell.
Bedell.
I think that's that thing that washes you, right?
It's a graceful bidet.
Bedell. All right.
I told you.
Thank you, Garko.
I'm not Garko.
An 11-year-old from Westfield, New York, was the author of that letter that may have changed his attitude. Her father was a carriage and stove maker in Westfield and a staunch Republican. Two of her older brothers, however, were Democrats, and they often teased their younger sister about the appearance of the Republican nominee for president. Lincoln then responded in a letter in 1860, making no promises. However, within the month, he grew a full beard. So Grace Bedell has her own Wikipedia page where it mentions that she is most well known for convincing Lincoln to grow a beard, which is that's a heck of a page. So go check that out. That'll be in the show notes.
That's kind of the weirdest legacy you can leave, right?
Kinda, a little bit. Yeah.
Like you're famous for making someone else famous.
But the beard isn't the
thing. And that's all you did in your life.
But the beard isn't the thing that won him the presidency. I guess he grew it in between October, so November, and his inauguration. So it didn't really win him the presidency.
I don't know. We'll see.
Could have. Maybe it was the stubble. It was like the halfway. So nobody's talking about the stubble. What does Abraham Lincoln's mustache sound like?
You know, none of our presidential candidates have beards this year. None of them. No Bernie Sanders beard. No Trump beard. No Ted Cruz beard.
Clean. All clean shaven.
Not okay. I want maybe actually I want Bernie Sanders to have like fat sideburn chops. Like go down to his neck.
Maybe like, we could gross. write a letter to Hillary and convince her. What do you think?
Okay. All right.
I think that'd be okay.
I think that's going to be taken the wrong way.
All right. I've got a national day for you. Today, let's bring this down right here. Today's national day is Happy National Pistachio Day.
Bleep, bleep, bleep.
Okay, you. There you go. That's exactly what I needed. Pistachio nuts are a member of the cashew family.
Hi, I'm Ronald Cashew.
Hi, I'm Deborah Cashew.
Yes, we're the Cashew family.
Here's our child, Pistachio.
Pistachio Cashew. Related closely to mangoes.
Bless you, Kyle.
Thank you. Related closely to mangoes, sumac, and even poison ivy.
That's a Bond, not a Bond villain. Batman villain. I almost said Bond villain.
You could sumac sounds like a Bond villain.
It kind of does.
Or mango.
I don't know about mango.
Yeah, it's the guy.
That sounds like a.
It's the guy with the hat that chops people's heads off.
That's odd job.
We'll call him Mango from now on.
All right, go ahead. Continue telling us about National Pistachio Day.
Let's see.
Without any music.
Sure. You want the music? I can get the music back. It's fine. In Asia, they are often referred to as green almonds and the, quote, happy nut.
Okay.
In Iran, they are called the smiling nut. Because I guess maybe they have a little mouth.
It's because of the shell.
You got to kind of crack them open first. How do you... Mm-hmm. You know what? Let's just pause it here. How do you feel about pistachios?
I hate the act of opening them because
you know you can buy them deshelled.
Yeah, but then that's cheating, isn't it? No,
what?
That's like getting sunflower seeds just the kernel.
Yeah, and I've done that.
I have two, and okay. I love it. But uh-huh. What I'm saying is, I feel like it's cheating. I feel like I'm getting away with murder. Of the seeds and cashews.
I don't think you can equate murder and pre-shelled pistachios together.
I mean, just saying. Though, I feel differently about peanuts, and I hate cracking peanuts out of the shell.
Oh, I love it.
No, I
love
it.
Love it.
Mostly I hate it because I don't... It's too much work for two peanuts.
Sure.
And sometimes one peanut. Not okay.
It's like a trick. You open it up and you don't know how many are going to be inside.
Well, and that's the same with pistachios. Sometimes you get the ones that are cracked just right. So it's an easy like click and then you get the pistachio. And sometimes you pull one out of the bag and it's not even cracked at all. And then
you have to throw it out or run over it with a truck.
Right. Yeah. Run over. Ugh.
Yeah. You don't want to do that. Well, my issue with pistachios is that because of their varying cracked stages, as you mentioned, the salt on the inside tends to vary too greatly for me. You'll get ones that are overly salty. You'll get ones that are not salty at all. Plus, you mentioned sunflower seeds. With sunflower seeds, the idea is that because they salt the outside of them, that's where the flavor comes from, and that you've kind of, you know, you can put the entire seed in your mouth and work your way around the outer shell and get that meat inside, right?
Wow, I really stopped listening to you.
Just saying. You can't put the entire pistachio in your mouth.
Yeah. You're in baseball mode, aren't you?
I am, yes.
That's what's bringing that up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're getting into baseball mode.
Mm-hmm. We've
pitchers
got
and catchers.
Wednesday is going to be the first game of the spring season, so look forward to that.
That's all we're going to talk about next Wednesday, guys.
Doug Greenwald for you here.
Here we go.
At Scottsdale Stadium.
No.
I'm super, super looking forward to that.
Great.
Great. Got a couple more things here, Kenny, for you about pistachios. You want to hear some more?
Very little.
Okay. All pistachio nuts are naturally beige in color, but many companies dye inferior nuts red or green.
Inferior nuts.
It's like a subtitle to this podcast.
I hope inferior nuts die as well.
Here's a quote kind of related to pistachios. It says, quote, today's mighty oak was once a single nut who held its ground. And that's Mark Twain.
Oh, how prolific.
Yes. And I found a couple of other fun Mark Twain quotes. Okay. If you tell the truth, you don't have to remember anything.
That's not true.
It is now, and you won't remember that I said it.
No, I won't.
Here we go. Another one. Clothes make the man. Naked people have little or no influence on society.
No, they do have influence. It's just bad influence.
Is it, though? I feel like maybe that has changed. Times have changed, Mark.
Yeah, Twain.
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 Twain. I'm Master Twain.
Hello, Master Twain. Today's Tom Sawyer.
We're bringing back Rush, huh? Bringing it back.
Rush.
Let's play. Let's just play a game of upvote, downvote.
Okay.
It was quiet. I apologize. Let's try that again. There we go. Kenny, Google's latest deep learning program can figure out where a photo was taken just by looking at it.
So can I.
Not always, Kenny.
what do you mean?
the program called Planet.
Oh, come on. Downvote for that stupid name.
Was trained to recognize locations based on details in a photo by looking at over 90 million geotagged images taken from the internet. So your images probably got filtered into there somewhere. What sets Planet apart, I can't say it like that. It just sounds really weird, is that it can use its deep learning techniques to determine the locations of photos without distinctive landmarks. Like random roads and houses.
Okay.
So they look at a photograph of just a random road somewhere or some rolling hills. There's just green. Like they could probably look at the Windows XP background and just say,
we know where that's from.
I know exactly where that's from.
Can we use it right now?
Can we use it right now? No, I do not believe so. But the thing is, the scary part about all of this is that your images, even if you strip the geotag data from it, if it gets filtered into this deep learning thing, it might know where you are. It just might know.
Boo-hoo, oh no.
Where would it say that you're from if it just looked at you?
If it just looked at me?
Yeah, if you
like uploaded, it took a picture of me at my desk right now?
Exactly. If you uploaded a portrait of yourself, where would it say that you were from? Where does it say you are?
In the ether. It wouldn't know anything. Would it try to guess? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. Maybe it kind of finds some inner feelings and bubbles some stuff to the surface. Like it's more of a therapist than a deep learning algorithm.
I don't know where it would say I am. Okay. I don't know, Kyle.
All right.
Okay, that's fine. That's too crazy.
I know. A little existential.
Without being able to try it out, I don't know.
Okay.
Downvote.
Downvote for you. Did you ever try that Microsoft service where you upload a photo of yourself and it tells you how old you are?
Yeah, we did that last year.
Okay, yeah.
I uploaded a picture of me and... I think it was me and...
Bonnie,
my soon-to-be nephew, and said that I was like 50, and that my soon-to-be nephew was 70, because we were making old person faces.
That makes sense.
Which was a lot of fun.
Yes, it was. So I'm going to upvote this, simply because I'm glad Google is telling us about it now, so that I can stop taking photos for the rest of my life.
Okay, go ahead.
Jen Fujikawa of Just Jen Recipes has shared a detailed set of instructions on how to create Rey's magical instant bread from Star Wars The Force Awakens in under a minute. It's green.
So not as instant as it appeared in the film.
No.
Spoilers.
Plus, but you need a microwave. So it's okay. It's basically a microwavable cake that has green food coloring in it.
Right. We covered that. That wasn't CG, right?
Correct. It was CG, but it also was not edible. So they made the thing happen, and it looked like bread. But so far as I know, it was not edible.
Well, because it was, they contrapted a
it was it was made in 4 seconds. Yeah.
Right.
So
I'd still eat it.
I would probably try it too.
This contains nuclear material, right? Cool. Yes. I'm gonna be an X-Man. Wow.
I don't think that's how that works. Wrong movie. Wrong movie. Right. I don't know if this is a spoiler either, but either way.
Oh, come on.
What do you think?
That movie has over $2 billion now. I'm going to actually look it up. Box office.
All right.
I typed in box office because the website that I go to is Box Office Mojo. And I typed in box office mofo.
It's a different site. Different site. Right. It's like nerd leakage or whatever it was. What was it?
All right. Looks like total. Wait, where's the summary? $2.041 billion.
Wow. That's a whole lot of money. I'm going to say upvote for this, but I'm not going to try it.
I'll say upvote, but I guess I'll have, there's a video, right?
There is a video for you to watch if you'd like to.
Okay, I will watch the video. I'll look how hard it is to actually do it. It does it look difficult to make it?
You literally
trade in some parts from an old Star Destroyer.
Right, right.
And you get some portions,
and then you fly the Millennium Falcon, and then you end up on Jakku. No, you put all the ingredients into a cup and then you put it in the microwave and then you've got a cake. It's not bread, it's cake. So I don't know. Kenny, when you were a kid, there's an endless list of things you're not supposed to eat. And that includes bubbles. Were you ever told not to eat bubbles?
I was told not to drink the bubbles.
Ah, right. Because
they came in the little plastic container. Don't drink. No. That's not juice.
Yeah. It's like a nickel. You know, you ate those too. But apparently the science of bubble solution has come a long way over the years because a company called Little Kids, which sounds...
Sounds like it's a bunch of little kids.
Yeah, pretty much. Has succeeded in concocting bubbles you can not only eat, but are actually surprisingly tasty. So it's one of those like pop rock style... candy
rock,
that's not
rock
supposed
candy.
To
be not pop rocks.
Whatever. Same thing. What's the difference?
if rock candy was pop rocks also, man, that would be crazy.
Yeah, just combine them all. It's like candy cigarettes, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
It's like real life candy versions of real life things. So what do you think? Would you eat these bubbles? Because you can probably blow the bubbles. And then, I don't know, they would pop everywhere. They would just get all over everything.
Kyle.
Yes.
I think we're missing the point here.
Tell me.
Mozart was really gunning for us to drink the bubbles and then subsequently give him content for his fart diary.
I don't think that's not how it works. The bubbles don't come out that way.
Well, you think I'd try, wouldn't I?
They come in, one, two, three, four different flavors.
Whoa!
Cherry, grape, bubblegum, and tutti frutti.
See, that's the one that would work.
Yeah, I'm gonna have Cargo say tutti frutti. Because, let's see.
Tutti frutti.
Tutti frutti.
So it's actually tutti frutti flavor. So whatever frutti is.
Is that spelled F-R-U-T-T-I?
Yes, it is.
Of course it is. Wait, hold on. I have a little story about
chat room coming in with the joke.
Something tutti called
fruity. Get it? Yes.
So this company is called Just Kids, right?
Yes, it's Just Kids.
It sounds like it's a bunch of kids that
and nothing but
came
the
up
kids.
With this. So right, this came kids. Up. They came up with the idea. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine, she has a 6-year-old who's in kindergarten, and I guess there were kids in her class or her friends, they decided to all pool their money that they had in their piggy banks. They'd bring it to school and they'd pool all their money because they wanted to start a business. Like they wanted to have a business venture. And they ended up, Kyle, these kids in kindergarten ended up pooling together $60 in kindergarten. I know that doesn't seem like a lot to you, Kyle.
Well, they're Mr. working, Fancy, you know,
rich guy.
They're working.
No, Kyle, they're not working. They're in kindergarten.
Okay. All right. Fine.
They pulled together $60. And what they, and so I guess one of the parents found out, we're like, these kids got $60. Kyle, when I was that young, I hadn't seen $60 in one place ever. But what I'm saying is one of the parents talked to the kids and the kid and asked, you know, what were you going to do with all the money? And they said, we're going to start a business.
What?
And the parents said, well, what were you going to do? What were you going to sell? We were going to make goodies and we're going to sell the goodies to our friends.
Food. They were going to make food.
Treats and cakes and yeah.
Okay. All right. All of the things that involve like gas and cooking.
Fire.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That sounds good.
And the best part of the story is.
Tell me what the best part is. I will decide this for myself.
When the kids were asked, well, so you're going to sell the stuff to your friends and then what were you going to do with that money? And the kids said, we were going to put it back in the business.
Oh boy. Well, that's,
these kids, Kyle, these kids are smarter than most business startups. Today.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. That's thoroughly surprising.
Fun.
The thing is, though, $60. I mean, so they were looking for investors.
No, they weren't. They were their own investors, Kyle.
Oh, they pooled their own money.
That's right.
I guess, yeah, you know, you save on your cell phone bill in kindergarten, and you just say, you know, I just won't send so many text messages this month, and then you reinvest that in your side business.
Into your goodies business.
Making cakes, goodies. I don't think I've ever heard someone refer to them as goodies. And now
maybe a child.
I feel weird. Kenny.
All right.
It's time for Food Friday.
Ooh. I'm with my crew. And we gonna show y'all what we be snacking on. You dig?
Okay. I'm thoroughly excited. Food Friday, Kenny. Hashtag Food Friday. Is when we typically get a brand new food item, something we've never had before, something strange, something you send into us, something from Walgreens, like whatever. We try it on the air. We let you know whether or not you yourself should eat it and what we think of it. You can play along at home. I've got a brand new Amazon wish list that's public that I will tweet out as well today. I don't know how to make it so that you can buy this stuff for us, but maybe we'll figure that out. I don't know. What are we trying today, Kenny?
I don't know, Kyle. You tell me because I let it slip my mind.
It's fine. It's okay. It's, you know, 2 weeks in a row. I told the truth
and now I don't have to remember it.
That's how it works, right? I'll just forget that you exist. How about that?
Oh, got it. Got it.
So I went and here we go. I went and picked up.
Plastic bags.
I went into Walmart for the first time in like 8 years. And I grabbed.
Why don't you tell us what Walmart tweeted you?
You want me to pause this and tell you what happened? I just want to know.
I think you have to just broadcast what happened because that was so funny.
Let me tell you what the food is first so that you can pause it here. Go get the food yourself at the Walmart and tweet at them. And then I'll tell you what happened with Walmart. So today we are trying Hershey's Kisses carrot cake candy flavored. Naturally and artificially flavored. This is a 9-ounce bag. Runs you about $3.24 at Walmart.
And a trip to the bathroom.
And nothing but. So it is gluten-free, all as always, it says. So thankfully, got the GF going. But I walked into the Walmart and I was looking for these. I looked all over the place. I was looking in the chip aisle. I was looking on a whole bunch of end caps because I figured this was a very specific item that they would want to tell everyone about, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it was a part of some promotion. I believe it is a Walmart exclusive. So you'll need to go there to get this. You can't just go anywhere. So I looked everywhere, found them eventually in the Easter section with a whole bunch of other chocolate bunnies and things like that.
So I get it. Carrot cake.
Mm-hmm. So I grabbed these. I went down the aisle and I saw an end cap with a bunch of food items that were all on clearance. One of the items was your favorite National Tortilla Chip Day favorite, white corn rounds, even. Mm-hmm. So it was rounds. Yeah, like spot on, right? Perfect. Exactly. I was thinking.
Rounds,
rounds, schmounds.
Yeah, schmounds.
Okay. So I took a photo of it, posted it to our Twitter, but then I zoomed in and noticed that these chips had a Best Buy date of December 21st, 2015.
Uh-oh.
Which is 2 months gone at this point.
Wow.
And so I tweeted that out. I quoted the tweet itself, mentioned Walmart, and said, just a PSA, these are also expired.
Yeah.
Walmart tweeted back at us yesterday saying, sorry, you should bring it back to the store and get a full refund.
Of 50 cents?
Yep. Walmart. I didn't actually buy it. I didn't actually buy the stale chips. What if I had eaten the entire bag and they were stale? Would I still bring it back to the store? It was an automated tweet, so I don't feel that bad. But I mean, whatever. It's just dumb. So anyway.
I saw cereal at Target, my local Target.
Mm-hmm.
The best buy date, or maybe even sell by date, was May 15th, 2015.
Wow.
And you know, cereal is like, usually it has the expiration date like 6 months out.
Yeah, that must have been on the shelves for at least 8 months.
Yeah.
My goodness. Well, I'm ready to try this. I'm trying to get the bag open.
All right.
I opened a bag of, speaking of food, I opened a bag of frozen vegetables 2 nights ago. And it's the kind that you steam in the bag. You know, it's kind of like raised bread, but you put it in. Oh, I get it now. Raised bread.
Oh, it raises.
Yeah, it's like yeast. We should just call it yeast.
No.
I thoroughly regret saying that now. So I open the bag and it hits that tipping point where the bag itself just like gives all at once. And multicolored vegetables ended up all over the kitchen.
Wow.
It was bad. So here we go.
Let's hope that happens now.
No, it's fully open now. The Hershey Kiss, the carrot cake flavor, is wrapped in a sparkly orange foil wrapping.
We just want to know how fast you're going to spit it out of your mouth.
The Kiss itself says carrot cake. So you know how they have the little thing sticking out of the top?
The like the tag.
The little tag, yeah. So that says carrot cake. Kenny, I've got a couple of news stories about food in there. Can you tell me about the first one while I try this?
Sure, Kyle. This is from Laughing Squid. Eating 5,300 calories of cheesecake in 60 seconds.
This is really
competitive eater. Oh, competitive eater Matt Stoney consumed 13 slices of New York cheesecake in 60 seconds. Oh, that's it. That's the entire thing. There's a video of him doing it.
So you can watch the video of him doing that. Surprisingly, he's got a series of videos where he eats things in 60 seconds. And this one, he was eating them so fast that they had to keep shoveling more slices of cheesecake.
Oh my God.
At him. It was 89 calories per second.
Oh, so go, my gosh.
If you have a weak stomach, do not watch. But if you're interested, it is a feat of human achievement. So please go do that.
I'm gonna move on here.
Okay.
Man,
I'll eat another one, by the way. For every news story, I'll eat a new one.
Man fined.
They're all soft. They're soft, by the way, just to say that. They're soft.
The man was fined for offending public decency with a loud burp. A man was fined €70 by police in Vienna, Austria,
yeah,
for offending public decency with a loud burp while standing close to a policeman in the city's famous Prater Park. Writing on Facebook, the local bar worker said he burped after eating a kebab with too much onion. Moments later, he wrote, quote, I felt a hand on my shoulder, but what had I done? I was being reported for a decency violation, the policeman shouted. I had a long discussion with him about why he wasn't picking up real criminals who were obviously consuming and selling completely legal drugs. That didn't get us very far.
Okay.
Nice job, buddy.
Well, the thing is, I feel like this is something that you and I have done before. Just like a loud, guttural belch, you know?
Belch.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't know that you could be fined for that. At least in Austria. Right. So just be careful.
Well, he said he thought it had been at least 20 meters away from the police officer when he burped.
Which is pretty far. I mean, that must have been really loud.
That's like a full Peyton Manning throw. That's very specific.
Why is that so specific?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe what I was thinking was maybe that this has some related characteristics to this next story that we have about food.
Yeah, Kyle, a man from Darwin in Australia's Northern Territory has unofficially broken the world record for the loudest burp. I don't know why unofficially. I think, yeah, he should get it.
Well, he took a video of himself.
And just was like, this is the world record.
Kind of, yes. Yeah, he measured the actual burps. So he has one of my favorite names ever. Okay.
Neville Sharp from Humpty Doo.
I think his burps are a little sharp. They're not exactly on pitch. A little sharp.
He decided to challenge a Guinness World Record for the loudest burp after being egged on by his mates at a local pub. The record has been held by a UK man, Paul Dunn, for a burp of 109.9 decibels.
Wow.
Mr. Sharp underwent a strict training regimen before belching into a decibel reader at Charles Darwin University's sound room on Tuesday. He had one relatively extended yet audibly unsuccessful attempt of 97.8
decibels. You want to hear that one?
You have all of these?
That's the 97.8.
Before a hearty... Oh, that's great. Before a hearty and robust belch registered 110.6 decibels.
And here's that one.
Powered by a mixture of cola and water. See, that doesn't sound loud to me.
He's excited, though.
110.6.
110.6.
You call that a burp?
This is a burp.
It's really loud, but not as it's like more throaty. I feel like he's yelling
from his stomach.
Yeah. I don't know. Plus, when you run all these through a compressor and a limiter and you normalize everything, they're exactly the same loudness.
Right.
So. Hope you're having a good day. Happy Friday.
So how are the carrot cake kisses?
They're really sweet. They're like really, really sweet.
So it's just like condensed sugar. It's like a sugar cube covered in carrot cake.
At first, it's very, very sugary. So there are two layers to this carrot cake. There is the outer layer, which I believe contains most of the carrot flavor. And then there's some sort of inner layer. Now, I don't know what the flavors are.
Hershey's should sneak a carrot into the middle of them.
I would be okay with that, actually. It would add some, the ones with the almonds on the inside are interesting.
That's what I'm saying.
I find those to be pretty good, but gas. Lots of gas coming up right now. I'm not going to try and beat the world record, but there's something. So I've let this linger for a little bit. I haven't had one in a few minutes here. I've let it linger for a bit, and I get this really... like smoky carrot flavor afterwards. Like it tastes very strange. Very, very strange. Like you took a carrot and you like dipped the bottom of a barbecue and you ate that, but with sweetness to it. So maybe a roasted carrot caramelization.
Are you trying to get me to throw up?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. All right. Really close.
We've got 3 minutes here, Kenny. Let's breeze through some Nobody Cares news.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
A theme park is advertising for lazy people to work as pandas.
I'll volunteer.
Would you?
Yes. Would you?
In a theme park, in a suit. It's for a theme park's new show called Pandemonium.
Perfect. I'm in. Where okay. is this?
This is in the Chessington World of Adventure. So wherever that is.
I don't think it's close to me.
The cryptic job opportunity.
I'm too lazy to find out.
Is to search for people to become our pandas, arguably the greatest job in the world. So if you're looking for the greatest job in the world, it's probably not going into space. They had 18,000 applicants for the new astronaut position. I think you've got a better chance at this at Pandemonium. So please go do that. Speaking of space, Kenny, moon stamps make a full moon debut. Now you can moon your mail carrier.
I already do that.
Yes, you do. I know you do, but now you can do it with a stamp. They are going to sell for $1.20. They're a circular stamp with a full moon on there.
That's awesome. Aren't they cool?
Look, there is a link in the show notes, geekwire.com.
Oh, I'll take a look.
Has the image. I want these. I want nothing but these forever.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah. So go do that if you'd like to. I'm sure your local mail carrier will have them.
I got some gas in me. One second.
Okay. Massive sculpture relocated because people were busy texting and they kept walking into it.
Mm-hmm.
A massive 20-foot statue of the two clasped hands had to be relocated after people texting on their mobile phones kept walking into it. The sculpture called The Kiss, or maybe it's going to be called The Walk Into It, was only put in place last weekend, but within days, those in charge of the exhibition, noticed walkers on the path were bumping their heads as they walked through the archway underneath.
Well, wow. They basically, so this sounds stupid, right? Like, look where you're going. But to randomly put something in the middle of a path, yes, yeah. You've got the ability to walk under it. But if you look at it, you need to arch your back. It's not like a limbo situation. Like, you need to crawl through that space.
Uh-huh.
So there, this is not okay at all. It has a
one more.
Okay. All right. One more here. Kenny.
Last one. I'm reading it. Mercedes replaces robots with people on its assembly line. I wanted to get to this one.
Okay. All right.
So I guess, we're all heard the stories of the robots taking our jobs, but guess what? Mercedes is flipping the book here.
Mm-hmm.
Put the people back with the robots. Robots can't deal with the degree of individualization and the many variants that we have today, said the company's head of production, Maka Schaefer. We're saving money and safeguarding our future by employing more people. So they're making it safer because they're getting rid of those murder robots.
Yeah, kind of. Well, the issue as well, the money behind this, is because Mercedes offers a lot of different custom things for their cars, and they actually found it less efficient to have robots grab these custom items to assemble their cars. It's easier for them to pay people.
Correct.
To put those custom things on there. So
I really like this move.
Yeah, okay.
I like the idea of having handcrafted vehicles.
Do you bespoke vehicles? Your vehicle was handmade.
Yes, Kyle.
Okay. All right. Fine. I mean, you do drive a luxury vehicle, so you think you're better. You think you're better than everybody else. Yeah. Don't think it's Ferrari. Don't think that is correct. Well,
Lambo.
I'll go get in my Porsche and get the F out of H. Hey, you can follow us on Twitter, Morning Show AM. We tweet out all of the different things that we talked about today in today's show. You can also tweet at us. Hashtag it Food Friday if you're eating something today, which unless you're fasting, so. Should basically be everybody. We'll be back again next week for the last day of February. I'm thoroughly looking forward to that. Kenny, I think you should do the same thing. You should find something to eat and tweet it out. What do you think? Okay. Look forward to that. Curious to know what you find, what you choose. I think you should, though, try these carrot cake kisses.
Uh-uh. Nope.
It's less than a cup of coffee, Kenny. Come on. It's like an app. Carrot app.
I got to go into Walmart and avoid all of their expired food, though.
Yeah, that's true. Be careful. Look at the dates, people. Look at the dates. Public service announcement from Morning Show. You can find us, of course, on the internet, morningshow.am, or over at the Good Stuff Broadcasting Network. There's a whole bunch of other really awesome shows that you can catch there as well. Please do that. Leave a review on iTunes, if you would. It does help other people find the show. And if you are enjoying us right now, you can go over to patreon.com/morningshow and give a buck or two and get the full unedited broadcast of this program. We are we're live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I almost said every day again. Gosh,
Watch out.
You'll also get access to the soundboard, which means that you can, I don't know, make ringtones of your voice, which would be fun to hear in real life. Can you imagine? Can you even imagine? We'll be back again on Monday. Kenny. Until then, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
What was it?
Yeah.
Morning Show with Kyle and Kenny. 110.6.